News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Could the attempt on the life of a former U.S. president have been part of a broader conspiracy? Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida says there is plenty of evidence to suggest the gunman who tried to assassinate Donald Trump may not have been working alone.
He also had multiple overseas encrypted platforms. That's the word the FBI used in describing it. We haven't gotten any more information on what that is. But at the same time, we know the Iranians have active assassination plots.
Walt says we also know Iran has sent individuals across the southern U.S. border. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says President Biden declining to seek re-election but remaining in office through January projects weakness on the world stage that will embolden America's enemies. On the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says vandalism and violence are out of control in our nation's capital.
I'm a Reagan Republican. He projected strength. That brings peace. President Biden on day one has projected weakness. I've never seen it quite this dangerous, and you throw an open border on top of that, that's a recipe for disaster. In fact, we have now already seen accounts of ISIS getting in to the United States through the southern border.
Chairman McCaul says electing Donald Trump this November will return America to a position of strength in foreign policy. His entire interview will air on This Week on the Hill beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today on the Salem News Channel. Two top leaders of the Mexican Sinaloa drug cartel are now behind bars.
The Justice Department took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel.
That's Attorney General Merrick Garland, who announced Friday that Sinaloa cartel co-founder Ismael El Mayo Zambada and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, that's a son of El Chapo Guzman, were placed under arrest in El Paso Friday. This is SRN News. It appears Bible readers make better citizens.
According to a new poll released by the American Bible Society, people who read the scriptures on a regular basis are more likely to put a high premium on civic engagement. Bible readers pay more attention to the political life of the nation than their non-reading peers, and they're better educated on the key issues before the country, the state, and their locality. Those who engage with scripture regularly are also more likely to be civically active. Michael Harrington, News.
Louisiana has agreed to delay implementing a requirement that the Ten Commandments be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms, at least until November. The agreement was approved in a federal court that is considering a challenge to the order. The law's opponents argue it violates constitutional language forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious liberty. Backers of the law argue the Ten Commandments belong in classrooms and are part of U.S. history. This is SRN News. Pilots at Ireland's national airline, Aer Lingus, have voted to accept a pay increase.
The vote ends a labor dispute that led to the cancellation of hundreds of flights. Members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association backed the 17.75% raise recommended by Ireland's labor court, which intervened in the standoff that began in late June. Some 85% of union members who returned ballots voted in favor of the deal.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. California's largest active fire has exploded in size, growing rapidly amid bone-dry fuel and threatening thousands of homes as firefighters scramble to meet the danger. The park fire's intensity and rapid spread on Friday led fire officials to make unwelcome comparisons to the monstrous Camp Fire. It burned out of control in nearby Paradise back in 2018, killing 85 people. More on these stories at srnnews.com.